Neighborhood in Boya, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk Moliko Stadium with Honorable Malomba, we take you to a neighborhood called Moliko in Boya. Wengo, Belaba Sofia, tells us more.
Have you ever heard about the village Moliko in Boya? Do you know why the village is no longer called Molike but Moliko? Tag along with me as we discover this cosmopolitan neighborhood within Boya, housing the first Anglo-Saxon university and other higher institutions of learning. Moliko in Boya subdivision is a village for the Bakwere people, which was originally called Molike before colonization. History holds that people from that area were mostly warriors, as we get from Molai Komi, chairman of the Moliko Traditional Council.
Moliko started at Onyangai, where the central market is. This Moliko by then was called Molike, means a place where they were going to harvest canes. Bakwere people in those days, they have to confine their animals. So they were coming this way that we are presently seated to come and harvest those canes to go and tie their animals. It's the white men who came now and brought down this name Moliko. Or if not so, then the name is Moliki. Then the white men, because they were looking for a greener pasture, they have to take that Onyanga and send the villagers into this wild by then. By then, this Moliko was a hunting ground. And Moliko were people who they loved fighting. Other weaker villages used to come to Moliko here to come and hire Moliko people to go and fight for them on their own behalf in their own villages to reclaim their lands that other powerful villages wanted to take. And farming was the main source by then.
The creation of the first Anglo-Saxon University in Cameroon, the University of Boya, in the year 1993, is said to have brought about rapid increase in population, and presently, Moliko is one of the most populated localities in Boya. With a growing population, economic activities have grown rapidly as the area is filled with all sorts of commercial activities, one of which is prominent is the setting up of learning institutions at the basic, secondary and higher levels.
Nowadays, when you're getting into a business very new, you have to be able to locate yourself where other businesses are and where the market is. We call them, sometimes you bring yourself nearness to the market. The changes of our school business over the time in Moliko is just the constant competitions that is there, and then a lot of modifications in terms of the knowledge given out and the structure, the statutes of the school.
The presence of numerous private universities have had a direct influence on hostel businesses, which over time have become more lucrative.
Initially, the population was very small. We used to have like 4 to 5 empty rooms, but due to the increase of population and the demand to study, we have realized that the population have increased. At times, you see rooms are already occupied, but people still coming and looking for rooms. And when the demand is always high like that, we tend to increase the price. And then coping with the competition, it has not been easy. You need to modify your room. Like, for instance, your system must have staff tie on the floor. And then water. If you have constant water flow, people will be running to come to live in your hostel. And you have spent too much to come up with that kind of design in your hostel. So to meet up with the expenditure, we need to increase the rent.
In addition, the food business also dominates the streets of Moliko with multiple restaurants and roadside food vendors.
I chose the restaurant business because I know people around always turn look for places to find food. Not everybody always likes cooking. For example, like in this our area, there are students who hate cooking, so they'll always tend to like buy. It's really busy during school periods because not only students but people who have other businesses, especially when they are passing around the area, somebody will just like, hey, there's a restaurant here, let's eat. There are churches around. When people come for their programs and they are done, they'll just pass around. So it really booms during school periods.
The creation of these businesses have enabled students to earn while at school, with some of them subsequently becoming employers in the long run. However, this expansion comes along with some downsides like traffic, noise, amongst others.
We have scarcity of houses, and The few houses or the houses which are there, very expensive. Very expensive. Even commodities here inside the village here, very expensive. Here in this Moliko, a thing that we had never seen before. But when you ask them, they'll tell you about the increase when they go to the border to go and buy things. Well, we have to only accept.
Nevertheless, Moliko remains a neighborhood in Boya that stands out for its lively atmosphere, welcoming nature,